Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back in as we continue the conversation. 74 degrees here in downtown Murfreesboro. Daryl Mackin joins us from a Soldier's Child Birthday Foundation, soldierschild.org online, where you can find out a lot of information. And you have been a busy bee here lately. Just keeping up with your schedule, it's how do you do it?
Coffee?
Coffee. That's the only way around it, huh?
Yeah, good wife. She keeps me motivated. She supports me.
Understanding when you're gone all the time.
Yeah. My kids are understanding, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to have that.
Yeah, because, you know, if as hard as I work at it, you know, without knowing my family's behind me, you know, it would be harder.
Sure.
But they are.
What, you know, I can't imagine someone not knowing what a Soldier's Child Birthday Foundation is, but I always like to ask my guests because, you know, as big as this county is growing and as many people move in and they find mm-hmm. the radio station, you know, there probably is a person out there, if not one or two or three, that maybe don't know what your mission is and what you're doing here. So I always like to give you the chance to spread the word and tell us about A Soldier's Child.
Well, I don't know how that's possible because you have saturated us on your radio station, Brian, and I appreciate you so much. ASC appreciates you. And it has made a difference for us. We've gotten a lot of support from your listeners, so thank you very much for that. A Soldier's Child was founded about 3 years ago. Actually, this coming Christmas Eve will be our official 3-year nonprofit status. So we get the 3-year hitch done. We started it in honor of all the men and women who defend our freedoms, and specifically those who are killed in action, and to honor, celebrate their children's birthdays every year up to the age of 19, and just a way of remembering their mom or dad who's given it all.
This was, I think your story is very neat, how this idea was born right here in Rutherford County, but helping the families of fallen soldiers all over the country.
Yeah, we're now in 44 states, well over 400. We're approaching 500 children. And, you know, we started with one child, Christian Golzinski, who is the grandson of Faye and Henry Golzinski, who own Franklin Printing right here in Murfreesboro.
And, of course, his dad passed away, was killed in action, and you know, the story comes up a lot. You know, I see mm-hmm. Faye and Henry quite a bit. They listen to this radio station all the time there. And, you know, I see them, and I see not only Mark and Christian, but then I see A Soldier's Child, you
right.
know, and what is being done not only in his name, but in the name of all of those that have fallen. And when these kids get these gifts, how much that has to mean to the kids and to the moms and even some dads, I'm sure.
Yeah. We've become a part of that healing process for the families, and I've seen it in both Faye and Henry. You know, we answer the big questions. Yes, it did matter, and we do care. Most of these families, they don't want to hear from the government. They don't want to hear from the military. They want to hear from you and me, you know, that the ones that are recipients, you know, I love freedom. You know, we have a great country. It's still a great country. We have some issues, but we are a free country. We live with liberties and privileges that are defended by those who serve in our military. And when they don't come home, it is our duty to send that message to the families, specifically the children, that your dad is our hero.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember him along with you.
When you started this, and I know that you probably envisioned at some point of how big, you know, how big could this be, and mm-hmm. everyone dreams, but
yeah.
Now 3 years into it almost, in terms of the nonprofit status, the growth that you have seen maybe
yeah.
is not what you expected in 3 years. I don't know.
Yeah, it started off slow, you know, because we don't solicit any of the families. It really... you know, has grown because one mom telling another mom, hey, this is what they did for my kids. And then they get online and they become recipients, and then they tell somebody. And that's really how we have grown, through our Facebook, a soldier's child at facebook.com, which is a kind of an interactive where folks, the kids and the surviving spouses, they kind of leave messages and photos. That's a really good way. You want to see what we do, the impact we have, just go to our Facebook page and you'll see it. They write about it. They send in the photos, like I said, and it's just amazing stuff. Again, we've grown simply because it's working. It's answering those two big questions. You know, honor goes a long way. You honor somebody, you make them feel special. It you know, can't help but grow.
Yeah, well, and the moms are left with those big questions. And correct. When you have a little voice that looks up at you and asks those questions, it's mm-hmm. like, wow, how yeah. do you answer that?
You know, the thing is, there's so many military organizations or military things for the family, you know, specifically the parents, you know, financial stuff and whatnot. But nothing really, I mean, there are some really good ones. TAPS, I can think of other organizations. Folds of Honor offer scholarships for children and the spouses. But when we come in, it's special. And there's nothing out there like what we do. Celebrate the birthday for children of fallen soldiers.
Well, it's special. It's very personal.
It's very personal.
You know.
Yeah. It's also personal because, you know, when the mom gets online and fills out that application, she also fills out a gift interview form. So now, not only are we celebrating their birthday, but we're getting what they want. So, to some degree, you know. And we spend, like, anywhere from $100 to $125 now. And then we ship it to them. And most importantly is our wrapping process, the special things we put along, the message. We give them a scroll sealed with a wax crown instead of a birthday card. All to signify royalty, that we see them as royalty. And we quote the scripture where it says, for there is no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. Royalty said it, and they are the model. You know, it's just, that's the part that gets me, that I don't take for granted. When you think about our country, for over 200 years, it has always come at a price. Our freedoms. Those of us that love freedom, you know, I get to be with my kids and I look at them differently ever since all this happened. And I celebrate a little harder. And I recognize that freedom is not free. And as a free citizen, this is my way of giving back. And a Soldier's Child Birthday Foundation is a way for the average citizen to link up with us and have their voice be heard.
Daryl Mackin joining us from A Soldier's Child today as we reintroduce, for those of you who may not know what A Soldier's Child is, really what the... It's almost like mission work for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's really what it is. And yeah. Now, when you mentioned about wrapping gifts, you know, you think about Christmas gifts or birthday gifts, and they're all wrapped and look very nice, but... You know, it would be easy, I guess, just to put them in a box to ship it, and they open the box, and there it is. Mm-hmm. But you go that extra step along the way and actually wrap these gifts in wrapping paper so they have something to open, and that's really neat, too. That's the best part for some kids.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you see five, six, we do at least five gifts, up to seven. So every child is opening five gifts, up to seven gifts. And that's a special portion, you know. I mean, just seeing all those gifts before you and the nice purple wrapping paper and the gold bows and the silver lining. I mean, it's like, wow, look at this. I mean, those are the photos we get, those kids, their expressions on their faces. I want to say this. Our volunteers, Blackman High School students, so many adults that come in. We just recently had Providence Christian Academy students and staff come. There are so many people that have volunteered. There's this one elderly lady, her name is escaping me right now, but she's been coming the past three or four times. She comes in real quietly, wraps a few, and then just leaves. Phil and Charlene Budd, another couple, they're an elderly couple, and they just go into the back of the room, they grab a couple names, all the gifts, they wrap them, and then they leave. And to all these people that are a part of it that way, they are purposely being there. This is their way of giving back. And it's important. It is personal, like you said.
You do that monthly or so?
Once a month. We usually like to plan shop. Shopping has become more than a one-day affair now. Now it's about a two-day affair. So either shopping on a Monday, Tuesday, and then wrap on a Wednesday, Thursday, tie it all up, you know, pack them into the boxes, make sure all the writing that we write, do not open until whenever their birthday is, and then we write on the side of the box, we love you. We put our bumper sticker on there, just some other special stuff. And then we wind up on Friday is usually when we take them to the post office and ship them out.
And that's once a month. And there,
once a month in the middle of the month.
And there's obviously a lot going on, you know, between between time. And this is all volunteer.
Yeah. Yep, all volunteer, 100% volunteer.
Well, obviously, we mentioned that this does take money, and there are some great ways that people can get involved. You've got a dinner banquet coming up, and also, and it's in both of these things are in October, and the second annual golf scramble. So I want to give you a chance to talk about those mm-hmm. things. But before you do that, how can Joe Smith out there that's listening get involved? Just right. Like you mentioned a couple of people there. How can people get involved with what a Soldier's Child is doing?
Well, they can first go to our website, and they can sign up for our newsletter. They can sign up for being a volunteer. If they want to donate, right now we have just a straight donation. One of the things that we will have before the end of the year is where you can actually now sponsor a child. You can sponsor the child for their birthday. You can sponsor that same child for journey camp, so they get to go to our camp in the summertime that we do at Camp Widgiewagon off Percy Priest Lake. You could do one, two children. You could do it that way now. That'll be, excuse me, not now, but by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Another really creative way, so many folks, small business, big business, you know, they do a fundraiser or they do an in-house community, in-house fundraising, however they do it. It's so many different ways. We just came back from Washington, D.C., we received $17,000 from Bubba's Belly Run. Look it up on the internet, Bubba's Belly Run. And Bubba is this guy, Brian, who he was a captain in the Army, and he was killed. And he was an avid runner. And his wife was pregnant. So that's why it's Bubba's Belly Run. She was pregnant with Cooper. So Cooper and Connor are both in our organization. And we just went to support her, and she's cutting a check for $17,000 to a soldier's child. It's just things like that. We've done bicycle races and other road races, and another one is Dr. Johnson right here in Murfreesboro did something at his dentist's office, and I'm not Don Johnson. Don Johnson, not the Don Johnson. I make fun of him.
DDS.
Right? Yeah, DDS, right, thank you. And he raised just gave me a check for $800. I mean, just, you know, if there's ways, if this resonates with you, your business, then please find a way, you know, be creative, just raise some money for us, and I promise you, we will put it to the right use, to a good use, in honoring these children.
But if you like golf,
the
thing to do is coming up on the 21st of October, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's going to be such a great event. It really will be. We're going to feed you both lunch and dinner. We're going to have a goodie bag for you, T-shirt, hat. We're going to have free mulligans for you. So if you're a terrible, terrible golfer like me, you know, you can kind of fudge your way through.
How many of those do you have?
shoots, we'll give you as many as you want. No, I think you get two. For $125, you get two mulligans, and you get to also enter into our putting contest. And then there's the longest drive. There's going to be like the worst score gift, you know.
Hey, well, I might as well come then.
But we'll have cash prizes. I mean, we did really well last year. We were able to bank $10,000, and we're hoping to do more. We're going to have a silent auction. Kelly Holcomb's going to come out. He's got some stuff for us as well, some autographed Titan stuff. We just got a hockey puck. I can't even think of the guy's name, but someone was like, wow, you got his name? It's like the most popular guy right now in all of hockey. Sorry, I'm not following hockey. But we got a lot of good auction stuff.
Yeah.
And the day is going to be beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny day.
Just like today.
Just like, better than today. October 21st, Friday, with a 1 o'clock shotgun start. But we'll feed you around noon.
That sounds good. Now, can you get more information? Can you actually register on your website?
You can register right on our webpage, yeah.
Okay. That's a soldierschild.org, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at Indian Hills.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of folks around here love the course there at Indian Hills.
Yeah, and it's a little bit closer to where we had it last year. So that was one of the things we heard, that people wanted to have it right here,
yeah,
within town. So it fits.
What's coming up on October 7th? You held one of these dinner banquets. I think it was in Franklin last time that we
Correct.
Talked. And
yep.
Now you're going to do one in Clarksville, I believe.
We did a dinner banquet. We called it Celebrating a Legacy of Royalty. And what we do is just inform folks about ASC. We were able to share. At that time, we had not done our journey camp. So we were telling them about our journey camp. We had a special guest speak, Lieutenant Colonel Courtney Rogers. She was retired military, but she was also a soldier's child. Her dad died in Vietnam, and she got to share her story, which was very impacting. But out of that event, someone came up to me and said, hey, my name's Rob Copeland. I own Copeland Wealth Management up in Clarksville. I want to be able to duplicate what you guys did here tonight. I want to do that up in Clarksville. And I was like, hey, you're signed up. Let's do it. And he sponsored it. He's coordinated it. And that this is another example I was talking about. We've had to do some work, but it's been almost hands-off. He's spearheaded the whole thing. And hopefully we'll get to raise a lot of money out of that as well.
Well, I mean, when you shared about Bubba's Belly Run a few times ago when you were here or at some point, you know, this mm-hmm. this was a lady who received some benefit, obviously, from a soldier's child and wanted to do something to help.
Yeah.
As that grows, as the numbers grow, I'm sure that will too. But mm-hmm. what shouldn't be lost is every dollar is important.
Yes.
Anything that you can raise, any volunteer work that can be done here to help raft gifts,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that process goes quicker, then that's more time that you can spend doing other things with the foundation. So
mm-hmm.
I hope folks will use this as an effort to get involved somehow. Volunteer, if they can spare some of their money, if they like to golf, well, then here's a great opportunity to
right.
do that. So.
I have tickets that I'd like to give to folks free if they want to come up to Clarksville on October 7th. It's a Friday. We'll have some really nice light and heavy appetizers. We'll have some guest speakers. It'll be a really fun event. We got a couple bands there. Rob likes to rock it out, so that aspect's going to be in it. But if folks want to contact me, I would give them tickets for free to come up to Clarksville and to see more of what we do. We'll be crowning a king and queen that night, two of our children, celebrating a legacy of royalty. So it'll be a good event.
Now, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to daryl@asoldierschild.org. You can email me there, or you can give me a call. It's 615-427-2970.
I'm sure most of that information is right there on your website, too.
It is. Yes, sir.
Very good. Daryl, it's always a pleasure to have you. I appreciate you stopping by today.
You're welcome. Thanks for
having
me.
We'll do it again soon.
You rock, Brian.
All right. Thank you, man. Daryl Mackin joining us from a Soldier's Child Birthday Foundation here in Rutherford County, serving kids all over the country, 44 states and counting, almost 500 kids. All right, that is actually going to do it for our program today. Thanks so very much for joining us here on Rutherford Issues. We'll catch you next time.